This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for great numbers, not necessarily in polling, or at least not yet, but certainly for the economy. The economy snapping back in the third quarter more strongly than expected. That's being celebrated, of course, by President Trump and his team. Part of that team, economist Steve Moore, is going to be joining us to talk about these numbers and what they mean for the economy, for the election, for the future policy directions of the American government. We'll be speaking to him a little bit later in the show. The numbers are about gross domestic product, the ones that have interested everybody. We will get to that. We'll also get to a new poll that shows that Americans are fed up. I mean, really sick and tired of one aspect of our political system. What is it? We'll tell you the surprising results, at least to me, of a new Gallup poll. And then there's a mystery. Somewhere out there, there are undecided voters. My guess is that there are very few of them who are listening to this show right now. If you are an undecided voter and you want to call in and explain what it is you're waiting on, you can do that, 1-800-955-1776. But among undecided voters, there is a new survey from Morning Consult. Says only 3% of all likely voters say they're undecided. And when they're asked who they're leaning toward, the winner isn't Trump. The winner isn't Biden. Who is it? We will tell you about that a little bit later in the show. And then, of course, a horrifying terror attack. And yes, it was a terror attack in France, their third in a little bit more than a month. Will this have an impact on the American election? Should it have an impact on the American election? I'll tell you one thing. It has a very great impact on a column that just came out today that said that terrorism is no longer an issue. Well, it's an issue. It hasn't gone away. It hasn't just evaporated. People are still suffering and dying, and yes, it is Islamo-Nazi terrorism and ought to be acknowledged as such. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. First, the economic growth and the jobless numbers are very good news. And there's a collage available of just some of the news outlets and the talking heads on TV, including people who normally have nothing good to say about the Trump administration, acknowledging the very positive news that came out this morning. It's clip one. Listen.
The third quarter GDP report. Whoa. Out. Look at that. The economy growing at a record 33.1%.
Wow. Just days before the election, it's higher than was predicted.
And today's numbers are the fastest growth for the U.S. economy in American history.
CNN's chief business correspondent Christine Romans has the breaking details. What does it look like, Christine?
We saw the economy snap back 33.1% annual rate of GDP growth.
Up, growing 33.1%. Jobless claims coming down to 751,000 unemployment claims and 7.75 million continuing claims, also above estimates.
I mean, fantastic. Obviously, the GDP number was even beat the consensus expectations.
President Trump has got a brand new talking point this morning. He promised over the course of the campaign in the last few weeks that it was going to happen, and the numbers came out today, and certainly it looks like it has happened. 33.1% GDP growth, that is an American record.
Donald Trump's going to be able to run around and say, this last quarter, the economy grew at a record rate, the highest rate ever, period, end of sentence.
Okay, and does it feel like that? And the answer is, I think for most Americans, probably doesn't. However, there it is. And I don't think there's any legitimate basis for questioning these numbers, but it's worth putting them in context for just a moment. What does it mean when people talk about annualized growth? That means not how much the economy actually grew, but how much it would grow if it maintained this pace of growth over a year. In other words, they just take the number of how the economy grew between the end of the second quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter, in other words, the third quarter. The GDP actually grew, quarterly data alone, 7.4%. And it's actually multiplying that over the course of a year that you get this 33.1% number. The economy still isn't back, not even close. It's a little bit more than half the way back from the loss that it withstood at the very beginning of the coronavirus lockdowns. And we haven't come back from that loss, and it'll be a while. This was a faster rate of expansion than economists had predicted, notes even CNN. It was also the fastest growth rate since the government began to track quarterly GDP data in 1947. It represented a sharp, albeit partial, recovery from the prior 3 months when the economy contracted at an annualized, seasonally adjusted rate of 31.4%. So, wait a minute. You might ask, how is it it contracted an annualized rate of 31.4%, but now it's growing at an annualized rate of 33%? Again, that 31.4%, the amount that it decreased, was also annualized. So, it would have to continue growing at this rate for another two, almost three quarters before we are back to where we were at the beginning of this disastrous fall off that occurred because of COVID-19 and the lockdowns. The real question here, and it's something that has come up on the campaign trail, and I think President Trump has even acknowledged it, that until the virus is clearly defeated, and even though the White House gave out a printed sheet that it listed as one of President Trump's accomplishments in his first term, it said one of his great accomplishments was ending the coronavirus pandemic. Okay, it's not ended. It's exploding, and it's exploding in parts of the country where people are very vulnerable and hospitals are very vulnerable, and having to ship people around, and it's very difficult. And in Europe right now, in France and in Germany, in addition to dealing with this series of terror attacks in France, they're going to have to be dealing with a fairly severe new lockdown. We will get to that as well. The same is true in Germany. And the idea that America is out of the woods economically, or more, even more importantly, in terms of this pandemic, is a fiction. It is not true. And no serious thinker who actually looks at the scientific data thinks that it is true. It's not going to just go away, and it's going to be a while, months at least, before we get a workable vaccine. Now, does that mean nothing is improved? No. Treatment is vastly improved. And the economy is clawing its way back, and that's a good thing. They just had a World Series, and I think, yes, it is sort of strange that Justin Turner is taken out of the middle of Game 6, third baseman for the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. And he's taken out because he gets back his COVID-19 test and he tests positive. And now he's facing discipline for Major League Baseball because he came back onto the field and hugged his teammates. You can't blame him for that. He's a big part of this championship. And that's after he knew he had COVID-19. Okay, they're all strong. They're all healthy. I hope they're all going to be fine and not suffer any consequences. But there are consequences that continue to go on in Philadelphia. And Joe Biden was asked very directly by a reporter, what do you think Vice President Biden, of another unarmed black man being killed by police. First of all, he wasn't killed. He wasn't unarmed. He had a knife. But we will get to that. We'll also try to go to President Trump live in Florida and more coming up on the Midnight Hour.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Medved Show, just 5 days from the national election that every American has been waiting for. Let's go live to the President of the United States, who is concluding a rally speech in Tampa, Florida, one of the crucial, virtually tied swing states in this election. Here's the President.
Building. Now remember, we're going to spend between $1 billion and $2 billion. And I said, well, what's the building? He said, the building is a building that's basically unoccupied. It's pretty big. We could fix it up. I said, how much? He said, let me get back to you. He gets back to me 2 days later. Sir, I think we can do it for $390,000.
I think he's talking about the new embassy in Jerusalem.
Right? You understand that, Mr. Congress? So I said, you know, it's the first time I've ever done this. I said, David, that doesn't sound good. It sounds too cheap. Make it a little more. Make it $500. And we did. We did it for $500,000. And, you know, it's Jerusalem. And a friend of mine, Ron Barron, he's so proud of a wall opposite the elevator. Every time I walk in, he shows me Jerusalem stone. I go crazy. Ron, I don't care. I said, David, you're in Jerusalem. It's very expensive in New York. Can you get Jerusalem stone? He said, yes, we can. We have it. We can buy it for nothing. I said, good. Make the building out of Jerusalem stone. So we made it out of Jerusalem stone. We had it opened 4 months later for $500,000. That means, because you know what? Not only would it have cost more than $2 billion, you wouldn't have that building built for 25 years. So we did something a little different. We got something done for a tiny, tiny fraction of what it was supposed to cost. And we had it open in 3.5-4 months. And it's now our embassy. It's a great embassy. And it's recognized. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Sort of a great story. And I also recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. They've been working on that for 52 years. We got it done in 2 hours. And it's not easy. And every president wanted to do those two things for many, many decades. But they couldn't. And I understand why they couldn't. A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure against. And instead of never-ending wars in the Middle East, we're forging peace deals all over the place, you see. No blood in the sand. No blood in the sand. No cost. Biden and Obama made a pathetic one-sided deal with the Castro dictatorship. My opponent stands with socialists and communists. I stand with the proud people of Cuba and Nicaragua and Venezuela in their righteous struggle for freedom. And we're winning. We're winning it. It's going to be easy. We're winning. The last administration also negotiated the terrible Obama-Biden-Santos deal with Colombian drug cartels. Surrendering to the narco-terrorists. You know what that means? That means drugs. Our First Lady sits on our commission. She chairs the Commission of Drugs and on Drugs in America and how to get rid of it. It's a Blue Ribbon Commission, right? And we're down 19%. We had a little setback with the recent problem with the China virus, but it's getting back under control. But she's taken it down 19. She and the commission have taken it down 19%. And she doesn't want it mentioned. She doesn't want to talk about it. She doesn't want to talk about it. See, if it were me sitting in her position, I'd be holding this conference. I have done an incredible job. No, I'm only kidding. But she has done an incredible job. Thank you, honey. Under my administration, we worked with Colombian officials to seize or disrupt 227 tons of poisonous narcotics since April alone. The fact is, I've done more in 47 months than Sleepy Joe Biden has done in 47 years. It's true. It's true. No administration in the first 3.5 years has done what this administration's done. We've rebuilt our military. We've done the biggest tax cut in history, biggest regulation cut in history. What we've done is incredible. Even environmentally, I tell you what, we're not going to go over a list. We'd be here all day. But no administration. And you know, the fake news doesn't even call me on it. They don't even, if you make a statement, they think it's like 1% off. It's like a headline the next day. In the coming weeks, we will distribute a vaccine, defeat the virus, and complete the great American comeback. We're in the process. A vote for Republicans, like these people right down here, is a vote for the great American dream. That's what it is. I remember Abraham Lincoln, the great, the legendary Abraham Lincoln, was a Republican. Would you please remember that? Nobody knows that. They know it. Nobody now because I like that to say it. Over the next 4 years, we will make America into the manufacturing superpower of the world, and we will end our reliance on China once and for all. It's already started.
Okay, he said this at a number of his rallies that nobody knows that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. One of the things, one of the great benefits of having been an active Republican, as I have for 40 years now, is that you attend a lot of Republican events. They're always called Lincoln Day dinners, right? That's the traditional fundraising event that local GOPs do all over the country, and they're called Lincoln Day dinners. It's interesting that the president constantly says no administration has done as much as we have in the first term, and he said there the news media don't even call him on it. And here's a fundamental question. They don't call him on it because it's just for people who know our history, whether you think that President Trump has done a great job or not such a great job, it's simply not true that no administration had ever done so much. The Kennedy administration did a lot. FDR certainly did a lot. Theodore Roosevelt did a great deal. And yes, he was a Republican too. President Reagan did a phenomenal amount and basically saved the world. And economic growth, here's an interesting thing. And I was just looking at this because I know that part of what President Trump is saying, and it's very important, especially for people who are enthusiastic supporters of President Trump, to know the truth. The truth isn't shameful here, but it is the truth. And the truth is that he's had a very fine growth rate until the pandemic hit. But his growth rate averaged before the pandemic hit, so for his first 3 years, about 2.4% annualized growth to the GDP. And that is not the greatest ever. It's not the greatest economy the world has ever seen. Clinton had double that growth rate. Reagan had almost double that growth rate. George W. Bush had a comparable growth rate. And the idea that this was the greatest economy that the world has ever seen, people don't call him on that because he says it again and again and again and again. And one of the things that was striking in that Leslie Stahl interview on CBS, the 60 Minutes interview, is he started that way. And I think one of the things that annoyed him most is she said, Mr. President, you know that's not true, that this is the greatest economy the world has ever seen. I hope we get the greatest economy the world has ever seen. I hope we get it under whoever is president. And the news today is good news, moving us back to where we were. But we're not there yet. And what about the future of the global pandemic? Is it getting better or worse and about to disappear? We'll talk about that with Dr. Alex Barrazo, microbiologist from the American Council for Science and Health, coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is historic prosperity. Another major tax cut to go along with the biggest tax cut in the history of our country.
President Trump holding a rally in the battleground state of Florida. The president in Tampa continues.
And Joe Biden's plan is to deliver punishing lockdowns. He's going to lock you down.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also campaigning in Florida. Americans will have to wait for another stimulus package, and a top White House official says that's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's fault.
Our team now believes that the Speaker has no intention of compromising on key issues. She is going to hold up key assistance like the PPP, small business assistance, and unemployment assistance.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back Dr. Alex Barazel, my friend. He's a microbiologist. He is a prolific writer and public speaker. Some of his most recent columns are posted right on our website under the American Council for Science and Health with the organization, nonprofit organization for which he works. Alex, let me ask you about the front page of just about every newspaper in the world right now is about these new lockdowns in France and Germany, and soon to come, apparently, the rest of Europe. Associated Press says a new wave of lockdowns and business closings swept across France, Germany, and other places in Europe on Wednesday as surging coronavirus infections there and in the United States wiped out months of progress against the scourge on two continents. Are these new lockdowns in France and Germany some kind of overreaction, in your impression?
Well, I certainly think so. I think that trying to do the same policy again when we know it failed the first time is insane. What we're trying to do is we're trying to stop essentially a cold virus. Now, the coronavirus is a really deadly cold virus, but it's still a cold virus. And these things are impossible to stop. I mean, every single year, people usually get a cold. Every single year, some billion people get the flu. These respiratory viruses are really, really, really hard to stop. And, there's now riots. I'm sure you saw in the news there are riots in Italy. There are protests in Germany. People are tired of the lockdown, and you have to implement policies that make sense. Because humans, we're social animals. We want to be out. We want to go places. We want to see people. We don't want to be locked in our houses for an indefinite amount of time. It's like being in solitary confinement. is just not going to work.
So have you come to embrace the ideas, because you and I haven't talked about this privately, of the Great Barrington Declaration and favoring exposing more Americans to the virus in order to secure herd immunity?
I don't know if herd immunity is going to be acquired that way, because we're still going to have a significant amount of people who will stay home and they don't want to go anywhere. And to get herd immunity, we're going to need probably at least two-thirds of people infected and immune. But I do think that it is time to let healthy people just go about their normal lives. And people who are unhealthy, who are sick, who are older, they should stay home. But everybody else needs to kind of keep calm and carry on, because we cannot continue this indefinitely.
What about the new research that seems to suggest that many people do get reinfected, that immunity with this particular virus is short-lived? I think the research suggests it's about 4 months, and then after that, boom, you can get again.
Yeah, so far reinfection is rare, but it does happen. And there's so much that we don't know about this virus right now, because one of the things that we've noticed is that the antibodies don't seem to last all that long. However, there's another part of our immune system that uses T cells, and those T cells might be there protecting people against the coronavirus. We just don't know. But you're correct. A reinfection does occur, and that's not a good sign for vaccine development, of course.
Yeah, and you're still assuming that we should be able to get vaccines fairly widely distributed in April, May of next year, something like that?
I certainly hope so. Pfizer is going to be going for approval in November, so sometime in the next couple of weeks, assuming that their clinical trial keeps going well. So I would definitely assume that by early next year, we're going to start seeing vaccines being distributed and given to people. And because there are multiple companies looking, you know, making vaccines, it wouldn't surprise me if Americans were able to get vaccines by spring or so.
Okay, that's certainly encouraging news, I think, for everybody. And is it Pfizer that seems to be in the lead, not Moderna or AstraZeneca?
Yeah,
or
Pfizer.
This Oxford?
Pfizer's in the lead. Yep, Pfizer's definitely in the lead. They are anticipating filing for emergency use authorization sometime in the middle of November, but that was pending the continued success of their clinical trial.
What about this very encouraging news from the New York Times and elsewhere that the death rates have dropped for seriously ill COVID patients? That doesn't mean they don't have lasting impact from their illness. I know many of them do, according to these reports. But your likelihood of actually losing your life is much less than it was at the beginning of the pandemic, because we know more about how to treat it. Is that the idea?
That's exactly right. We now know that, you know, jamming a ventilator down someone's throat can be counterproductive, and that we don't want to do that. We also know that remdesivir, which is an antiviral, and dexamethasone, which is a steroid anti-inflammatory, these are useful to help control the illness. In fact, President Trump was given remdesivir and dexamethasone. So, we know more about the virus. We know more how to treat it. And so that's why the death rate is falling.
Right here in the Seattle area, the Institute for Health Metric Evaluation at the University of Washington is saying that we are likely, even with the restrictions that are currently in place, to exceed 500,000 deaths by the end of this. By the end of February. Do you think that's way out of line?
No. I don't know what the death count is right now, but it's, I think, closing in at around 250,000. So it's yep. Certainly not unheard of. That number is not preposterous by any stretch of the imagination. Now, to put that into proper context, every single year, about 600,000 people die of cancer and another 600,000 people die of cardiovascular disease. So what we're saying is that the coronavirus will be up there. It'll be one of the top three causes of death for this year and possibly next year.
Alex, you also have a new piece, which I hope people take a look at. If you can very briefly explain, why is cybersecurity a health issue?
Oh, my. Yeah. The cyber attacks have been increasing. And there's this thing called ransomware where a hacker will break into your computer and hold your own data hostage unless you pay them ransom. And they have been now targeting hospitals, pharmaceutical companies, anything involved with coronavirus, public health institutions. And unfortunately, back in, I think this was last year, Russian hackers broke into the university hospital at Dusseldorf in Germany and shut down their computer system. And a lady who was in an ambulance needing emergency care was turned away from the hospital because the hospital had shut down because of the cyber attack. And they had to take her to another hospital and she died because she was not able to get emergency care on time. So, yeah, cyber attacks now are not just a financial crime. They are a life and death issue when they attack hospitals.
This is one of those things that presumably our security personnel should be devoting even more time to. And I hope that for listeners out there, you'll devote some of your time checking out our website at michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for ACSH, the American Council on Science and Health. And Alex, you should have a good weekend. So far, we have not developed a new hotspot status or brand new restrictions in Washington, but elsewhere in the country, they have, including some dramatic reversals. We will get to that and also the very latest on the truly disgusting and horrifying Islamo-Nazi terror attack in France, in Nice. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On the Michael Medved show, you may remember, it really wasn't that long ago. It was actually also in the middle of a presidential election, the last one in 2016. In July of 2016, on Bastille Day in France, 84 people died. 84 people were killed by an evil Islamic terrorist who drove a refrigerated truck along a promenade in that French Riviera beach community, just mowing down the people, just mowing them down. And just think about it. Try to imagine 10 people in your mind. 10 people standing there. That's 9 people, a baseball team. And then imagine 9 teams all assembled. That's 81 people, right? 84 people killed in Nice, and today 3 more killed. And the circumstances are really horrifying and very worrisome, and it goes to the point of one of the most unfortunately timed columns I've ever seen. It's a column by Peter Beinart in the New York Times that says, oh, terrorism isn't an issue anymore. Nobody's talking about it in America. And then right now, there's this terrible upsurge in terrorism in France. The report from the Wall Street Journal, a knife-wielding man killed 3 people, nearly decapitating one of them. One of the women he killed, 2 women, 1 man. One of the women he attacked inside a church in the Basilica in Nice that's called the Notre Dame Basilica. The attacker used his knife. He was obviously trying to slice off her head to remove it from her body. He entered the church in the center of the French Riviera city using a knife to slash the necks of his victims. One man's throat was slit. The woman's throat was cut deeply in an apparent effort to decapitate her, French officials said. A third victim managed to flee the church after she was wounded, but she later died from her wounds. The attacker shouted Al-Akbar before he was shot by police and detained. Now, fortunately, he is alive. I say fortunately because Undoubtedly, he is connected with terror networks that persist in France that had actually given out an order. They still have Al-Qaeda in France. And Al-Qaeda in France had given out orders for people to do what they call individual jihad. The French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in Nice after officials cordoned off the scene of the attack, the third that France has endured in just over a month. Here is the way the incident was reported. This is clip three on Sky News. Listen.
The French President Emmanuel Macron is speaking in Nice. He is visiting the scene of a terror attack this morning where a knife man attacked and killed three people in Nice's Basilica of Notre Dame. The President says our country has been attacked by Islamist terrorist attack. I would like to express the support of France towards the Catholic community. France is under attack. He also said we will step up the protection of schools, and the deployment of soldiers is to be stepped up on French territory at protecting places of worship, including churches. If we are attacked, he says, it is because of our values of freedom, and our desire not to yield to terror. The French President Emmanuel Macron there saying our country is under attack.
The attack, writes the journal, escalates the confrontation between radical Islam and a French government determined to defend freedom of expression as well as the country's strict divide between state and religion. It also came as the country prepared to enter a national lockdown aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19. The Interior Ministry in France this last Sunday had just warned in a memorandum to police across the country that a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda had over this last weekend called for individual jihad on French soil. The memo added that the terrorist group cited churches as a possible target and urged attackers to ram vehicles into crowds or to use knives. President Trump has expressed solidarity with France, good for him, after the knife assault on Nice. The president said, our hearts are with the people of France. America stands with our oldest ally in this fight. He put this on Twitter. These radical Islamic terror attacks must stop immediately. No country, France or otherwise, can long put up with it. Look, they're not putting up with it. And Macron has been tough. You may remember all of this came about because of the anniversary of a terrible terror attack where they killed 12 people, shot them to death at a magazine called Charlie Hebdo, because at that magazine they had run some cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. And so they republished the cartoons on the anniversary of that slaughter to show that they were undeterred. And someone was knifed outside Charlie Hebdo. And then there was a teacher, a middle school teacher, who had displayed the same explosive cartoons. And the cartoons are even kind of stupid. They're not really obscene. They're insulting. They're meant to be insulting. A teacher displayed them to his students, and somebody not affiliated with the school beheaded the teacher while shouting, Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest. The magazine again became a flashpoint in September when two people were seriously wounded in a knife attack near its former office. French people, including many Muslims, condemned the attack and expressed support for the country's vision of free expression, but Turkey and some other Muslim countries where representations of the Prophet are regarded as blasphemy reacted angrily. Several religious leaders announced plans to boycott French products. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said over the weekend that Mr. Macron needed psychiatric mental health treatment, a comment the Elysee Palace, the French White House, said was unacceptable. Yeah, I think so. Joe Scarborough labeled the attack in France an Islamic terrorism event, and it was controversial on MSNBC. Listen.
This is a country that is terrorized by these Islamic radicals.
It is, and we don't know the motive in this case, as it's just developing overnight, but it is suspected terrorism, the police in France now tell us. But you're right, it was just a couple of weeks ago that a school teacher was beheaded in front of the school, and that was about the cartoon that you described, and obviously this goes back to the cartoon that was published there, and the terrible shooting and the execution of the staff at that media outlet, and also then followed up later in Paris by that awful night inside the theater and in the streets of Paris. So, yes, this is an ongoing problem. It had gone away. It seemed to be suppressed for some time, but these incidents in the last couple of days bring it back front and center in Paris. By the way, just as that country goes into a partial lockdown under coronavirus right. restrictions.
And let me clarify, I apologize, we don't know the exact nature of this attack.
Okay, the Washington Post had already reported by the time they had this conversation that the man had gone into the church and was shouting Allahu Akbar. What do you think the motivation is? You didn't know the motivation? And I mean, this is, again, I understand the sensitivity. But, look, it seems to me the motivation was obvious. The impact on the election, I do think it makes terror an issue that in the last days before Americans make final decisions, of course, it may be that a majority of Americans who are planning to participate in the election have already voted by now. Or it's close. We don't know who exactly is going to vote or where they're voting or how they're voting. There are disputes of all kinds about where we stand in this election. One thing that it seems to me is very clear is that to say that COVID-19 is not an issue that is going to motivate people to vote, some people to vote for President Trump, some people to vote for Vice President Biden, I think that's blind. COVID-19 with outbreaks seriously in Europe and new lockdowns in parts of the United States that had resisted those lockdowns now taking place. And a great and dramatic increase, not just in caseloads, but in hospitalizations, draining resources. So can we keep this economic revival going, and what's the best way to do that? We'll be speaking with one of the president's chief economic advisors, Stephen Moore, and much, much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.